coming up to 1970 now. My, what good's houses, lands, and lots? What good is anything? Just to go into that body, friend, because the only thing that's going to leave this earth is the body. The body. How do we get into the body? One token baptism. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for His own. But I know hallelujah, glory, glory, glory.
Close your eyes now. Let's just worship the Lord. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. On earth, that we've been able to hear the words of this book, that we're not living under a substitute today, but we're sheltered by the blood of Jehovah, going to the promised land, going to the token, the great baptism of the Holy Ghost. That'll manifest God in human flesh once again on the earth. God is going to move one more time. That's in the little bride. Dear brother and sister, we gotta be part of that. We can't fail. Dear God, Lord, I tried my best to minister your word by revelation this morning. Lord, my throat is so sore and hurting. Dear Lord, we're sick in our bodies and tired. The enemy's pressing sore upon us, Father. But Lord, it's so refreshing to come in and feel the presence of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, you said as we walk in the light, as you're in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, because of revelation, cleanseth us from all sin. All unbelief, Lord. The blood, oh God, help the people to see it, Lord. The blood cleanses from all unbelief. How could we say the blood's applied? Help them to see it, Lord. I can't paint it. I don't know how to paint any plainer. But, Lord, I know they must see it by divine revelation. Lord, if some sitting here don't see what I'm trying to say, and Lord, maybe they hear me say these things over and over, but, Lord, I do it for a reason. Many times people think they see, Lord, they don't see it all. God, please help them to see by divine revelation. How blessed we are, Lord, that we have received thy word in this hour, the true plan of the blood. Then, Lord, you don't see us, you see the blood. We know the great life of Jehovah God is coming to the blood, and the blood's in the bride. Father, we thank you. Lord, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. Soon, Lord, there'll be a great revival break out, and this gospel shall go around the world one more time. Lord, that should stimulate every heart. God, we should lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us. Lord, we should press in, Lord. Lord, God, we thank you we have a place that we can gather here. Lord, I pray that we'll bind our hearts together and go after this great revival that thou hast promised us in this hour, where the bride will have a revival. We thank you, Father, for the plan of the blood. And God, we receive it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every one that's here this morning, sat here and heard these words. Father, bless them abundantly. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
was great. That's all. Just worship the Lord now. Worship the Lord. That grace appears the hour I first believed. Where was grace at? In the prophet. Where is yet a blind, wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked, and you thought you was all right. Then you found out Jesus said, you're not all right. You're wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked. You got to come and get the wedding garment on. And then grace was in the prophet. Blood was in the word. The word was with the prophet. And grace was in the prophet. Now we can really sing Amazing Grace. Now we're all going to be together, that group. 10,000 years. 1,000-year honeymoon. Walking around in the great city then after that. Ain't that amazing grace? I say, when we've been there 10,000 years now. Oh, when we 10,000 years bright shine. Believe the word of God.
Amen.
Just think. You make little mistakes, do things wrong. Lord, forgive me. God don't even see you. He sees the blood. What greater thing could we have right now than to have the blood of God applied to our souls? And then what's he doing? Sure, we're waiting, but what's happening? We're not just sitting waiting on the resurrection. The resurrection is building up inside.
Amen.
There's a body ready to come forth. Not a freak body, an illegitimate body, but a legitimate born Jesus ready to come forth for me. Made of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. Manifested Son of God. How many want birth pains? This if you ever, you married men that went to your hospital with your wife. Boy, I'm almost dead, man, after that. Put me in bed and give me some rest. Then birth pains, oh, my. It makes me nervous just think about it. But, oh, my, what is it? Look what joy when you go to the room, though. There it is. And what are we in now? Brother, when we get up there to brotherly kindness, if you're up that far, you're going to feel something down inside kicking. Pow. Boom. Boy, you know it's time. He can't stand it. What is it? It's getting so big and so strong, it's got to come forth now.
Amen.
So you got to find a delivery room right away.
Amen.
God, let this be a delivery room, Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
I don't care what kind of a mess it is. Mess this place up if you want to, but have that baby. How many want to have that baby? All right, it's got to come. The blood cells build up a body in there, and it's got to come forth, and what's it going to, you ain't going to wonder what it's going to look like. Now, this is a different kind of birth. You already know its name. You already know what it's going to look like. You already know what it's going to be. It's going to be the living image of Jesus. In fact, it's going to be Jesus. And he's going to do the works of his Father. Heal the sick, open the blinded eyes. Raise the dead. And the greatest thing of all, he's going to walk around and say, little old hungry heart over there, oh God, I love you, Lord. I believe that message, Lord. I know you revealed me a revelation. Oh God, I want your life, Lord. I want these signs to follow. Oh God. Oh, once one of them that's already gave birth walks by.
Amen.
And say, hey, say, you know, brother so-and-so is going to preach over at night. Let's go over and hear what he says. And he hears about it, and he goes over. And boy, all kinds of unbelievers in there, make-believers, disbelievers. He preaches a revelation of the Word of God. And then he said, if God don't prove this message, I'm a liar. That's that time he stands up and says, stand your feet back up, brother. Your name's so-and-so. Just discern him all the way down.
Amen.
Said, stand your feet and receive the token.
Amen.
Boy, and there they said, never seen nothing like that before. Imparting eternal life to believers.
Amen.
Let me quote you this. Brother Brown said, I believe that this great supernatural creative power is getting ready to rest upon the whole church of the living God. She'll stand her feet like a mighty army.
Amen.
The sick will be healed by a word. Devils will be cast out, and the dead will be raised around the world.
Amen.
By the church of the living God. How many know he said that?
Right.
He said, why, a little brother will go for it. Another little brother will be a farmer, and his crops is all burned up. He'll come to this brother and say, oh, brother dear, my crops is all burned up. And I ain't going to have no money. They're all burned up. We haven't had no rain. He say, fear not, my little brother. I'll send you a rain. And he'll say, Father, send my brother a rain in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, what is that? That's a real son of God. On that, people say, well, there ain't nothing for the bride to do. Let's see a thing. Third seal. The third seal, Brother Brown said, of course, the bride has never received a revival. You know that. There's never been nothing there to stir the bride. But she's promised one. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Said, wait until that little group to whom the unknown thunders are revealed to. Said she'll stand her feet with a sword in her hand. Said she can call for a billion tons of fleas and get them if she wants to. What is it? Said it's the spoken word of God by the mouth of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brothers, help us to slay these devils around here. Go around saying it's all over. They ain't no ministry of the bride. You're of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you do. Interpreting the word of God. We bruise your old head. Put him right down your foot and stomp him. Say, these signs will follow them to believe. If they say, well, why don't you demonstrate it then? I will. I'll demonstrate it. When God says demonstrate, I will. Somebody told me, I said, well, you talk all these big things, why don't you do some of them? I said, I will. I will do it. But God don't clown for nobody. They try to get Jesus come down off the tree. They try to tell Abraham, oh, you old nut, you 100 years old and talk about having a baby, and through that baby is going to raise up great nations. Why, you're crazy. You're 100 years old. Why, the resurrection is ready to set in. It's all over. You're dying. Well, look at why Sarah. Sarah's 85 years old, you're 100, and you're going to have a baby. You can't have no revival now. It's all over. Don't you know that? He said, I'll have a baby right in this land. I've already made reservations down to the hospital. Called a doctor 25 years ago. Cost $500, and I got it all paid.
Amen.
Yes, sir. How many's already paid the doctor bill? The doctor bill in this case is believe the word. It's already paid. Go ahead and make fun. We're going to have it anyway. We're going to have this baby right here.
Amen.
People used to say when I first come here to Connecticut, said, "Oh, you know, Brother Lambert is up there in Connecticut, and he's telling them poor people that there's going to be a revival, poor fella." And you know, we've been rejoicing over that ever since. They said, "Well, where's the revival at?" It's coming. It's coming. It's coming as a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind. Going to fill all the house where we're sitting. Tons of fire is going to set upon each one. And they're going to be filled with a token. Amen. There ain't nobody got it like that. 2,000 years. No, but he said, "I'm the Alpha." Glory to God. I gave him that way in the beginning. I came as a sound from heaven. I came as a pillar of fire. I came as tons of fire sitting upon each one of them. And I'm going to come the same way in the evening time after the prophet comes. I'm going to come as a sound from heaven. I'm going to come as a pillar of fire. I'm going to separate myself. And I'm going to fill every predestinated son and daughter of God. Then I'll get the glory. I've been in the first church, the Ephesian church, and I'm going to be in the bride age. The same way as I was the first one. In fact, he said, "I'm going to be so great in the last one that it's going to suck the rest of them from the grave." Now, people say, "Oh, don't talk. I'm going to talk about this baby till it comes." Yeah. I know it's pregnant. I know it's forming. And I know birth pains is on its way. And I'm waiting for birth pains right now. I know it's about time. I say, "Honey, you got a birth pain yet? You feel like, you know, it's about time. Time's over. And my, it's coming up close to 70. Ain't you got no birth pain yet?" You know, I used to ask my wife that. And there come a time when she said, "Honey, get up. Get up. I got a pain. Oh, I got a pain." I said, "Oh, boy, I start grabbing my pants while I'm going." How many's getting excited now? You know what? You know, she's going to get a birth pain. It ain't, brother, let me tell you something. It don't keep lingering. I know. It's time.
I'm pressing on the upward way. I'm moving in to God today. They qualify. Oh,
got to hold of his hand. I'm so thankful he said, I'm holding to your hand. Amen. See, I could hold his hand, but he's holding mine. That's the greatest part of it. And he said, I hold you in my hand, and no man is able to pluck you out of my hand. For my Father, which gave you to me as a love gift, is greater than all. How many's glad for that? He's got you right there in your hand, his hand, and nothing can take you out. See, I'll just take myself out. You could, but you won't.
Amen.
And he holds you there in his hand. How precious. You love him with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your might. Now I'd like for you to do this tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day called Monday. Today is Sunday. Now tomorrow is Monday, and we're not going to assemble together tomorrow. But I'd like for you to live tomorrow as if it was the last day that you're going to live on earth. And you won't think about a thing that's to happen Tuesday. But you'll just live tomorrow. And that's the way I purposed in my heart today. I said, Lord, I'm going to go into service. I ain't got nothing burning in my heart to preach this morning, but I'm just going and just say whatever thing that I just comes to me that I can say that I think will help anybody. And then I'll do the same tonight. And now, Lord, I'm looking for you. If you don't come today, I'm going to be looking for you tomorrow. Now, I'm going to be looking for the Lord tomorrow. I may run on to him. Before I get home, I may walk in my bedroom there and be. And then I may get up about 3 o'clock, be led of the Lord to go in my room, and there I'll meet him and talk with him. Now, how many is going to be looking for the Lord tomorrow? You're going to be trusting, looking for him. Where are you at, Lord? Bless me. I want to feel your presence. What have you got for me to read out of your Bible today? Bless me with something in your word, Lord. And then look in there and find you a good psalm and read it over and talk. And a lot of times, let me tell you how I have communion with the Lord. A lot of times I'll read a psalm there, and I say, that's good. And I'll get to thinking about it and read it again. I say, that's good, Lord. And then I'll get down on my knees, and I'll get my Bible down, and I'll read it again, and then I'll pray that to the Lord. How precious. And the next thing you know, I'm just talking to the Lord about that psalm and just crying. And then what happens? That psalm just falls right down in my heart then. It just waters it right down there, brings it out of the head and gets it right down in the heart. And then I can just go along and just think about that psalm, remember it in my heart, you know. And that's what the Lord told us to do. He said, whatsoever lovely, think upon this, you know. Whatsoever is peaceful, think upon that. Whatsoever is lovely. He said, going around encouraging one another in psalms and hymns and making melody in your heart. Let me tell you something. The Bible said a broken spirit dries the bones. You can just maybe wake up in the morning if you don't watch out and you let your spirit sag down, and the next thing you know, your bones will even dry up and they'll be squeaking and squacking, popping and cracking. Is that right? This Bible said a broken spirit just dries up the bones, take all the moisture out of the bones, just dries them up. But it said a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Amen.
And you know, I think that'll heal you quicker than anything. Heal your spirit. Just heal your body. Just everything. Just a merry heart. Just think, Lord, you love me and I love you. And you're coming to marry me and seal me in, Lord, oh my. And just love the Lord. And then you have victory all day tomorrow. Don't, a lot of us, we fret and worry and get on nerves because we look 2 weeks ahead and we look a month ahead, 3 months ahead, 4 months ahead. And then you get full anxiety and nervousness and butterflies in your stomach. And you worry about how's this going to happen down there and what, oh. Just tomorrow. And I assure you there'll be enough evil tomorrow. Take care of tomorrow without worrying back down this week. So how many is just going to live tomorrow? And then if you just live victorious just one day, but sure, if you think, just, well, I can live victorious just one day, Lord. And you'll just live that one day tomorrow. Because after all, you may leave us tomorrow. See? Did you ever think of that? That you may not be back in service no more. You may not be back in service no more. But if you'll live victorious tomorrow, doesn't make any difference. Because we'll meet one another in the air.
Amen.
But I'm concerned about today is thinking, Lord, I want us all to live victorious tomorrow. And if we'll just do it one day at a time, next thing you know, the Lord will be here and we'll be victorious when He comes. You'll find us without sin, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, and we'll be a blessing in His sight. So I pray that you'll do that, and I'll do it. You know, Jesus said, blessed is he that teacheth and doeth these things. You see, whatever I teach you, I've got to do.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day
first verse again and just close our eyes and just think of them words, how wonderful they are. There's coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that'll be. I don't believe that day is too far away either. Let's just forget about everything that happened today, all the trials that you had. Just they're in the back now. We're not supposed to be looking in a rearview mirror. We're just looking ahead to that day that's coming, and I believe that day is real sure. We come through them doors, forget what's on the outside. Just come in. We come in here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to serve the Lord. And let's serve Him with all what we do in word and deed, do all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's sing it now. Let's sing it very softly.
There is coming a day when no
dig it. When we see him, we'll be like him.
Amen. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. Let's just praise him. Oh, how we love you, Lord. We praise your wonderful name, Lord. God, how we look for that day, Lord, that will, Lord, that you'll take us by the hand and lead us through that promised land. Oh, how we love you tonight, Lord. How we pray that you'll pour us out a blessing, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you with all our hearts, Lord. Help us, Lord. Praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's open our song books to page 247. 247. Praise the Lord. Sure is good to have Sister Ingrid back with us again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Only a peace that he could give.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. It's celestial like strains it is. He sang before.
Amen.
Sweetly in Jesus' control.